Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out. I have a charge been charged to me for $67 and some cents. I want to see what that's for.
All right, no problem. May I have your zip code, please?
71638.
And that first and last name?
Debbie Nimmer.
All right, Ms. Nimmer, it looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
Post office box 372, Dermont, Arkansas, for 700 West Seaway, physical address.
All right, give me 1 minute. Just waiting for everything to load up, okay?
All right. And who is this? What company or something is this?
Well, we are a third-party call center that stands in for over 100 different online merchants. It looks like the one that charged you is for a technical bag. It looks like the original purchase was back on
it was like $9.99.
It was actually $5.74 for the shipping and handling. Okay, so basically it looks like what you're being billed for, so the technical bag was basically a gift given through the discount shopping store. Basically, it's a sweepstakes drawing, and they sent out $125 voucher to you through your email for you to be able to use that voucher to shop on their discount shopping store. So that's basically the membership fee.
Oh, no, I didn't want all that. All I wanted was a good tactical bag.
All right, no problem. Give me 1 moment here.
I'd like to be refunded my money back. And I got you a bag, which I thought was going to be bigger, but for $5.74, no big deal.
All right.
Might always scare me somebody.
All right. Oh, excuse me. All right, so I went ahead and got that account canceled for you. Now, as a courtesy, we can go ahead and refund and courtesy 50% back into the account, and that's due to the fact that they did have terms and conditions that did explain that trial period to you, unless you went through the survey. Did you go through a survey to get to that technical bed, or did you go on the actual site?
I went through a survey.
Okay, with those surveys, once you complete those surveys and they offer the free gifts, keep in mind that every gift that they offer is through different online merchants, so each one of them have their own set of terms and conditions, okay? So with this one, this was their terms and conditions. If you didn't want to be part of the membership, you had to make sure you called in that period of time that they gave for you to call the council to avoid being billed that membership fee, okay?
I couldn't get to my bank account because I couldn't remember my password. And I don't watch it because I don't go to my account every day.
Gotcha.
And I didn't get anything saying that I was in a... What was I supposed to get for this $67.32?
They were supposed to send out... Yes, ma'am. They were supposed to send out a $125 voucher to your email.
No, ma'am, I ain't got such thing as that. And who did you say it was from?
It would have been, let's see, the only thing that we have on here is the technical bag. So it was a sweepstakes attached with that technical bag.
It was some kind of Disney, something like that. So
I wouldn't know how you got
and
to
I
it.
Didn't even want the Disney cruise.
Okay, so I've gotten that account canceled for you, and I also processed that 50% refund as well. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account, and I also have a confirmation number if you want to write that down.
Okay, give me the confirmation number.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260-170-564.
See you in Charlie. 260-170-564.
That is correct.
Yeah, it says the 50% refund. Okay.
So you should see $33.66 back into your account in 3 business days.
Okay. I appreciate you helping me out.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful day, night. Sorry.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.